Well, I tell you what, wine and cheese go together pretty well. There are certain wines, I think, that may go to together better with certain kinds of cheeses, and we're going to find out about that a bit today as we talk with Philippe Cocard, who is president and winemaker of the Wallersheim Winery at Prairie du Sac. And, hey, the winery is unveiling its largest expansion of its property in more than 100 years. It's since 1858, actually. They have an open house coming up this Saturday and Sunday, June 14th and 15th, from 10 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. So that's going to be a great place to go and see what they've done out there. I tell you, it's fantastic. You take a look at the buildings there. I'll let him describe. Why should I talk about this? Let him describe it. He really knows it inside and out. Ken Monteleone is from Fromagination of Madison. It's on his business on Capitol Square. Wonderful place to get some wonderful cheeses. And we thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about wine and to talk about cheese together today with the two of them. And you may have a question about pairing them, or you may have a question about cheese, or you may have a question just about wine. All right, that's fine. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call, and you can email us, too, at talk@wpr.org. Philippe, welcome back.
Hello again, Larry.
Nice to have you with us. And Ken, nice to have you with us. This is for the first time.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And, boy, you brought some wonderful cheeses from the look of it.
Can smell it from here.
Yeah, it smells great.
They've been sitting out. They were at room temperature, so perfect time to eat.
Well, let me start with you for just a minute. Tell us a little about Fromagination here. What have you?
Fromagination is an artisanal farmhouse cheese shop that opened in September of last year. We work directly with all the cheesemakers in the state, and we're a cut-to-order shop that really goes to great lengths to really bring the beauty of what's been going on to Wisconsin for over 100 years to life in our shop. So we're a shop that's all about tasting cheese and working with our customers one-on-one to find their perfect companions to pair with the cheese, be it wine, be it beer, be it a great baguette. We have it all in a very small shop on the Capitol Square.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, we're going to talk about getting these pairings together, but I want to talk with Philippe for a minute, too, because boy, you've got your big grand opening this weekend, which is going to be a lot of fun.
You know, it's a thrill. It's almost emotional to even think that it is the biggest expansion that the winery has seen over 150 years. You know, it's the new building is bigger yet than the first winery that was built in 1858, and this is the first expansion over 35 years of business. We have added tanks and bottling room and barrel storage and you name it. That is the first expansion that is totally geared towards customer. More shopping space, strolling, walking, tasting, just more relaxed event space. So it fits so nicely with the old building.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not definitely not tacked on. You can't hardly tell where the old quit and the new started.
When you walk up to the building, you don't even see it. It's tucked back from the old winery. It looks like a beautiful European courtyard. And within 5 years, you won't even know it's brand new.
Yeah, it's amazingly beautiful building. Well, Bill in Appleton's online with a question, so let's just go to Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I have a question about brie cheeses. I like brie cheese, but I don't like the white stuff on the outside of it, and I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what that coating is or that outside of the brie cheese is, and if there's some other cheese that's similar to brie that in flavor that doesn't have that coating on it that I have to deal with.
Well, brie and Camembert can be tricky. A lot of people come into our shop and ask that exact question. It's their wash rind cheese, so a natural mold will develop on the cheese that some people like and some people don't like. So the way we look at it, it's really a personal preference. So for you, an example, if you can get beyond the rind, some of the brie are quite nice, along with Camembert. We do also offer a great variety of Wisconsin wash rind cheeses. One you should come into the shop and taste is Petit Ferrer. It's from Crave Brothers, and it's kind of a mix between a brie and a Camembert. But like I said, it's a personal preference, and sometimes there's no getting around that the rind. It's just a matter of tasting it first to determine if you like it or not.
Yeah. I kind of like it myself.
I like it too. Actually, it is a natural mold. It is penicillium. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about natural antibiotics. That's you can cut around it and wash it down with a good glass of wine.
That's a good way to look at it, Philippe.
That's exactly right. Well, what? Let's talking about pairing. What about a pairing of wine with a brie?
A brie, I would go on a light red, like a Chianti or a Sangiovese or a Beaujolais. That would be about as light of a red I would go with. In terms of whites, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio would go quite well with a brie.
So, and you're shaking your head yes on that.
Definitely on a Chardonnay. What I like to tell our customers that come in, because a lot of people want a hard, fast rule on wine and cheese pairings, and there's really not. You really have to taste the cheese and the wine together to determine your palate, your personal palate. There are some favorites after tasting a variety of cheeses that we kind of communicate to our customers. And one with, for example, the Wisconsin Petit Ferrer, like Philippe said, a great Chardonnay pairs very nicely with that.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call, Bill. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890, talking about wines and cheeses today with our two guests, Philippe Cocard and Ken Montelioni from Fromagination in Madison. Philippe, of course, with Wallersheim Winery. So really happy to have both of them with us today. How was the wine crop this year, by the way?
Well, looks good. It's about 2 weeks behind schedule, and I think after the weather of this weekend, it's a blessing. Had the shoots been a little bit bigger and heavier, we would have lost a lot through all the hail, tornadoes, wind, and yesterday we got 5 inches of rain. So it did damage to the soil, erosion, but not so much to the crop. Right now, this kind of weather has very little effect on the crop. It could affect the fungus load on the vine, so we are watching that extremely carefully. But, you know, long as this kind of rain doesn't come in August, this time of the year is okay. So.
And Ken, what about the weather and its effect on cheese? Would it have an effect on the feed that cattle have and the milk and therefore the cheese?
It does, yes. In fact, we have a lot of producers in Wisconsin that do grass-fed grazing. So the cows or the animals are eating what's in the land.
Yeah.
So it definitely can impact their season.
Yeah. And you work with several cheesemakers, farmers, and so forth around the
country. We like to say we focus on Wisconsin, but we do carry cheeses from around the world. We carry over 60 cheeses from Wisconsin. And we're working with real small artisan farmhouse producers, some like Ann Topham from Phantom Farm. Ann's been making goat cheese for over 30 years in the state. And then you have Mike Gingrich from Pleasant Ridge Reserve that is doing a phenomenal cow's milk, Gruyere-style cheese. So we're very fortunate. Within a 45-minute radius outside our shop, we have some of the best cheesemakers in the country to really work one-on-one with us.
And you have a little – I mean, you've got some great cheesemakers not far from you.
Yeah, Bob Wills and Sid Cook with Car Valley, you know, right there, right next door to us. And we do a lot of work with them, wine and cheese tasting. And with Sid, we have a lot of fun enjoying an 8- or 10-year-old cheddar with some port. It doesn't get much better than that. I mean, right in our backyard, you know. One thing I was going to talk about, which is the beauty of cheese, and especially artisan cheese, and the trend that is happening here in Wisconsin, is the concept of terroir. You know, we always talk about terroir with the grapes and the wine and the taste of the soil. Well, it's no different from what the cows are eating.
Yeah.
The grass from New Jersey or the grass from Wisconsin is not the same grass. And it comes through the mineral, through the microelement from the soil to the grass to the milk. And there is a difference of taste and smell between milk from different region, which will impair the taste of the cheese. And so you can have the same... for instance, Camembert and Brie are different regional appellations, Why? Because of the soil. Not so much. It's a black cow is a black cow. You know, I mean, the cow out of the milk out of the cow is more or less the same, except for the nutrients
that they're intaking.
Exactly.
Sure. Well, we have questions about cheese and about Wallersheim's. Yeah, let's take the cheese one first here with Rick in Seymour. Rick, hi to you.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think you were answering my question as I was listening to the conversation. It sounds like my question had to do with, are there any cheeses or cheese makers that come into the Fromage Nation and ask to be sold, but you choose not to sell them, and for what reason? I guess I'm basing it on the, again, you talked about the grass-based cheeses and certification. There really is no certification for grass-based cheeses, and how do you go about that?
The one thing we like to do, we are open to working with any cheesemaker in our state because we want to really celebrate what's going on in our state because we feel we have some of the top master cheesemakers in the country. So the way we go about doing that, we actually just started carrying a cheese from Seymour, the Otter Case, which is a great blue vein cheese. But in addition, what we do is we like to taste the cheese along with side the cheesemaker and give us their we give them their our honest input. We're tasting over, you know, 50 to 60 cheeses daily, so we like to communicate our customer's palate to the cheesemaker, and we look for cheeses that are full-flavored and traditionally made. We do try to stay away from commodity cheeses. We're more looking at the specialty artisan farmhouse cheeses, and a lot of what we carry in the shop, we're fortunate in Wisconsin that we have plenty of cheesemakers really focusing on the artisan farmhouse nature of the business.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rick, thank you very much for calling. Yeah, appreciate your call. Well, I tell you what, we'll get to the question about from Craig coming up here in just a minute. But to remind you, our guests today, Philippe Cocard, president and winemaker of Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin. They're celebrating their biggest expansion since 1858 on Saturday and Sunday, June 14th and 15th, this Saturday and Sunday. And Ken Montelioni from Fromage Nation of Madison, they sell some wonderful cheeses. And they're with us here till 12:30 on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you with us here on the Ideas Net as we talk pairing wines and cheeses and just about wine itself and cheeses themselves with our two guests, Philippe Cocard, president and winemaker of Wallersheim Winery, Prairie du Sac, and Ken Montelioni, who is from Fromage Nation of Madison. They're located up on the Capitol Square, and I'm telling you right now, I wish you could have been with us here in the studio. We've been sampling some cheeses that Ken brought in, absolutely wonderful cheeses. My taste buds haven't been so excited in a long time, Ken.
Good.
And these are all the cheese you brought in, I don't know, a dozen different types of cheeses here.
All from Wisconsin.
All from Wisconsin.
All from Wisconsin. And we wanted to represent a variety of cheesemakers today, because they're all doing some very unusual and some very special things. For example, we tasted first the Crave Brothers Petit Ferrer, which when you taste that against some of the European models, it definitely stands on its own.
It's wonderful.
And a lot of people, you know, a lot of these softer cheeses, the wash rind cheeses, a lot of people tend not to even want to taste because the smell is real pungent. Mm-hmm. But once you get beyond that, they're wonderful cheeses. And then we also brought in some cheeses from Sid Cook, who is one of our top master cheesemakers in the state. And Sid has been known, he has a great reputation for creating some American originals. And we tasted today a cheese called the Maubay, which is rather unique. It's modeled after the French Maubeyre. But what Sid did in creating an American original is he put one layer of goat and one layer of sheep with a layer of vegetable ash.
Really good. Well, Craig in Prairie du Sac has a question or comment. Craig, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you for calling.
Good. I am from Prairie du Sac and a wine snob as well, and I just wanted to comment on how fortunate, lucky we are in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin, to have Philippe Cocard and the Wallersheim family. They are not only great winemakers, but they are also very giving to our community and the area, and we are just blessed to have them. And I just wanted everybody out there in your reach to know that. They are great business people and great people besides that.
Thank you.
Cheers to you, Philippe.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank All you. Right. Well, it's nice to hear that.
Yeah, very nice. Very touching. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that call. And, you know, I think that's part of being a business person. You know, you provide – if you provide a good product and you're involved in your community, you know, what more could you ask?
It's a great feeling. You know, we've seen the winery grown, and, you know, our fear is that – hearing the comment, oh, it's getting so big, you know. Well, we want to be reachable, approachable. We are always there and welcoming the customer, talking, and let me show you around, and I would show you this and show you that, and that's the beauty of a family business, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. And Ken, it sounds like in your business, you do a lot of individual work with your clients, your customers.
We want to make a difference. We're a new startup business. Like I said, we've only been open 8 months, but our goal is to really create a sustainable environment where we're partnering with the cheesemakers and other people in the state that are really doing some great full-flavor, traditionally made products.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark and Dallas, who is, I think, on the road. Mark, hi.
Hey. Yeah, I'm a over the road driver, and I haul a lot of cheeses for a company that's based out of Green Bay, or actually De Pere, and so I'm up this way quite a bit. And in fact, I'm on my way right now. I'm near Wapaka, headed toward Medford to pick up a load of cheese that's going down to Fort Worth. And we do all different stages, like when it's going in the processing to be put aside and put into stores, so it has to age, and then taking it from that area to somewhere else to get it to the finished product. And we do the finished product to the stores, that sort of thing. But I really, everyone's always asking my opinion about this cheese and that cheese, and I don't know a thing. Is there a good book you could recommend, or is there some place that's easy?
Oh, we're losing him, but I think Mark, we've got Mark's question. Is there a book, or are there places to go to learn about cheeses?
Your best bet is to really develop a relationship with a cheese store in your city or wherever you live, and really get to, you know, taste the cheeses. You know, I really discourage people from buying cheeses that they can't taste. I mean, a lot of these cheeses, the farmhouse artisanal cheeses, are not inexpensive, but they're definitely worth the money once you taste. The other thing, we're lucky in the state because there's a wealth of books that are coming out this summer. A lot of people have partnered with cheesemakers to really put together some rather unique books that really educate the customer on what's been going on in our state, and they talk about the producers. One is most recently... there's actually, if you want to start from the entry level, there's the Cheese 101, The Idiot's Guide to Cheese, and that's written by Jeanette Hurt and Steve Allers, who owns Larry's Market in Milwaukee. So there are a lot of books out there. We carry a lot of them in the shop. The Internet's another great resource to find out more.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, if you go online to the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, they've got a lot of great information about cheeses and pairing them and a lot of really good information. And free. Won't cost you a penny. They'll be glad to send them out to you. Thanks, Mark, for calling. Good luck on the road. John in Dodgeville, I believe, is up next. So let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great. Good.
All right. You mentioned early in your show about Mike Gingrich cheese, the Gruyere cheese with the grass-fed cattle. But you didn't mention a nice wine that would go with that.
Well, we actually worked with Mike Gingrich because his cheese is quite special. So we actually tasted a variety of wines, and I'll let Philippe also give his input. But in the shop, we tasted a great ice wine that pairs very nicely with his cheese.
Now, Philippe?
It's the Gruyere style. It's modeled after the French Beaufort. It is...
We're turning the table here.
I think I have to have a little taste of that. Let's see.
Philippe's tasting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try another one while you're tasting that.
Two wine that comes to mind. And, you know, that goes back to there's no rule set in stone. Two wine that comes in mind is the White Riesling. A semi-dry or semi-sweet wine that would balance the acidity and a little bit the pungency of the cheese. For instance, if you were to drink the Prairie Fumé or if you were to drink a Blushing Rose, they are not tough enough to balance the cheese out. So I would go with the White Riesling. The sweetness will equal the acidity on that cheese. Another one I would go for would be a Pinot Noir for different reasons. Pinot Noir because of the barrel aging, because of the eucalyptus cherry fruit component in a Pinot Noir would go along with the tanginess of the cheese. So you have the choice, a semi-sweet white like the White Riesling or Pinot Noir. But a Cabernet would be overpowering for the cheese. So you have to find a cheese and a wine that are a match. You don't want the wine to overpower the cheese or the cheese to overpower the wine.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Sounds good. I'm drooling.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm drooling too. We're getting a chance to eat all these different cheeses here while we're talking about them. Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. You can join in too, by the way. I've got open lines now, so we can get you on pretty fast here. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. If you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. And you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Now, you mentioned Prairie Fumé, which is, that's a semi-dry white wine. It bursts with the citrus flavors. I really like that wine. That's a wonderful wine. What cheese would you serve with it?
You know, that wine is just a fun wine. You know, it's nothing fancy, nothing great, nothing sophisticated, just fun, light, and good. And I think you had it paired with
the sheep cows.
Yes, something in the same flavorful, aromatic suggestion. And you, which one was that?
The Wisconsin Sheep Co-op, the Dante,
okay,
would be one.
And in the same concept, a light Swiss, I mean, in a generic family of cheese, a young cheddar would go quite well. You know, just something light, fun, nothing too heavy, nothing too, because the Prairie Fumé is fairly light, so you really don't want anything too strong for the wine.
Yeah, understood. Well, Michelle in Manitowoc's up next, so let's go there. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two questions. Little embarrassed to call, but I'm going to go ahead with it. I'm sort of the opposite of a wine snob, actually. I'm wine challenged. And the first reason I'm wine challenged is I think I have some kind of an allergic reaction to wine. My face gets really red, and people in my book club think I'm really embarrassed. so I'm wondering if I've heard that there are some wines that have a certain kind of preservative or something that perhaps organic wines may be more appropriate. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of that.
Well, there is two possible reasons. One of the most common allergy that wine is blamed for is related to headaches and redness on the face. Could be sulfite.
Okay.
There are very, very, very few wines without sulfite. Even the organic wine have sulfite, which naturally occurs. So don't jump to, I'm going to drink organic wine because they don't have the sulfite. They might have a little bit less or as much as some of our lesser sulfite-containing wine. One issue you should try is it related to whites or is it related to reds? And quite often, red wine, because of the tannin content, is the cause for allergy in people sensitive to that. So the allergy should not be with white wine. White wine have more sulfite, so you have to try to decipher, is it related to the color or is it related to the sulfite? The red wine, as a rule of thumb, have less sulfite. So if you are still reacting if you take an older red wine, it is likely that the sulfite is totally gone. There's no sulfite left. But if you are still reacting with an older red wine, then it's the tannin.
Okay. Okay.
And heavy beer will do the same. So if you are not reacting with a white wine, then you know it's not the sulfite and it is the tannin.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'll probably order the show so I can hear that again.
Okay.
My second concern is stayed to bed and breakfast recently. I'm not really very fond of wine at all, but they served a really lovely wine on a table in special glasses, and I absolutely loved it. And then, much to my embarrassment, after asking, oh, I think I've found the wine of my dreams, it was a white wine. They told me it was Franza in a box.
Oh.
So I was a little, is there anything, I don't know how to describe it. I guess it was just very mild. I'm not, don't prefer a lot of alcohol tasting. Is there anything at Wallersheim then that would be very mild and yet sort of...
Oh, we have a lot of choice. We sure can help you. The first, wine in a box, there's absolutely nothing wrong with those wines. They are becoming more and more popular. Convenience for packaging, preserving the quality of the wine, better than a bottle, actually. In terms of a light, fresh, fruity, easygoing, the Parfumé would be the wine that comes to mind. The dry Riesling would also be in that same style. Blushing Rose, just a very everyday picnic blush wine. Under the other brand, we have a Pinot Grigio and a Cedar Creek Vidal, which would be in the same style.
Okay, yep. Great. Well,
thank you.
My husband likes to bike out there from Madison. When he's there, I'll have to join him.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And, Ken, you've been in business now 8 months. Tell us about how business is going. It's always a little difficult with a new business.
It's been going great. This is something I wanted to do for the last 10 years, and I've lived in Madison 15 years and saw the commitment that we have in our state to cheesemakers. So I started to talk to cheesemakers and really thought the timing was right to launch a cut-to-order shop. But the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, the Dairy Business Innovation Center, working with the cheesemakers has really been a great partnership. Our customers are definitely responding. We've been fortunate to get a lot of great press throughout the city. And we have cheesemakers in our store weekly. So what we are is we're a complement to the farmers market. We do carry cheese from cheesemakers that are on the square. But in addition, it's hard to get a space at the market. So we're finding that on Saturdays this past week, we had Brenda Jensen from Hidden Springs in our shop tasting cheese. And it's becoming a nice extension to the market because, we are all about showcasing what's going on in our state.
Well, Nancy and Bailey's Harbor's up next with a question. So let's go to Nancy. Hi, Nance.
Good morning.
Morning.
And this is a great show. I love cheese. I love wine. I have two questions on the cheese angle. If I come down from Door County to Madison, what's the best way to make sure that cheese that I'm going to buy there makes it back to Door County, and then also long-term storage of cheese? Mm-hmm. And I'll take the answer off the air.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right, so here comes Nancy to your store, and she's buying probably because she's coming from Bailey's Harbor. She'll be buying several kinds of cheeses to take back.
What we do in our shop is, especially in the summer months, what we've had to do is, we're finding it's a lot different now that it's heating up. So we provide our customers with ice packs. Recently, we just purchased several little containers that are insulated that you can purchase to make sure the cheese arrives at your home safe. In terms of caring for the cheese, what we like to tell people is don't buy more than what you're going to eat in 2 weeks. You know, shop often, do like the Europeans, and please don't freeze cheese because, it's high-quality cheese that really needs to be enjoyed. And we have special paper that we wrap our cheese in. And the rule of thumb is if you're going to wrap your cheese in plastic, when you unwrap it, please rewrap it again in a new plastic film. Because Mm-hmm. You know, you're spending a lot on these cheeses, and you want to make sure they're cared for and they last as long as your appetite.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's see. Elaine in Appleton is up next. Hi, Elaine.
This is just an idea for people who can't take much alcohol, but they like wine. My mother was that type of person, so we used to put just a shot glass of wine into a wine glass and fill the rest up with 7-Up. And she got the flavor, but that was it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you're going to get Philippe to go along with that, but what do you think, Philippe?
I will... I won't suggest 7-Up, but, you know, growing up as a kid where wine is the beverage of choice, we don't drink milk. We drink water, coffee, and wine. Mm-hmm. And we had wine and water all the time. You know, when we are kids, 10, 12, 13, 14 years old, we can have wine like the adult. It is on the table. So we would have, let's say, the equivalent of a shot glass of wine and fill up the rest of the glass with water. So mm-hmm. you have the color, you have the taste, the alcohol is diluted, but you still enjoy the, you understand the taste and you understand the attraction for it.
Now, that makes good sense. Thanks again, Elaine. And Irene in Monona is up next. Hi.
Hi, thank you very much. I have a couple of questions similar to the woman with the allergies. I've gotten to where I take an allergy pill before I go out, and then that does help with some of the red wine. My main question is, I recently had a Spanish Grenache, mm-hmm. and I'm not familiar with Spanish wines. Which of the Wollersheim wines would you, I assume it was a light wine, similar to a Beaujolais, but which would you pair it to,
Grenache? Grenache in the south of France is quite heavy. It's part of the Rhone style, the big red. And I would say between our Domaine du Sac and our Domaine Reserve, there would be of a Rhone concept, a Grenache style. Grenache is cousin to the Sangiovese. So we do have a Sangiovese at the Prairie du Sac Winery, which is in that Chianti, light Italian-Spanish wine style. So... Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Ken, what kind of cheese would you pair with that type of wine?
Well, we have a lot of, I would say there's one cheese that comes to mind that I actually just this past week actually tried it with that wine, would be a Rothkäse. It's a Manchego-style cheese that kind of is made with cow's milk as opposed to sheep's milk. It's called the Gran Queso, and I think it's sheep's milk, and it pairs very nicely with that. Again, like we said earlier, just, you know, we offer tastings of wines that we carry in the shop, and that's the best way to really understand if you're mm-hmm. going to like something is just to experiment and be bold when you're experimenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
Between which two streets?
I'm sorry?
Where are you located on the square? Between which two corners?
Okay, where's Fromagination located on the square?
We're on the south side. We're next to Inn on the Park and up from Capital Kids.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. And I want to go back to a couple things here. Philippe, you've got your big event Saturday and Sunday. Everybody's welcome to come.
Everybody, kids, family, just discover the new space, larger, better, nicer, more strolling, relaxing space. A lot of opportunity to taste wine. The tour is free, by the way, for mm-hmm. this weekend. So we open at 10 o'clock. We close at 5. We'll try to give as many tours as we can. So you will be able to understand the history of the winery and history of Wisconsin wines, starting in 1847. And then walk towards the vineyard, talk about the growing season, see the fermentation tanks, aging cellar, wine tasting, and just hang around. And you know, Larry, I was going to say, traveling throughout the U.S., coming back to Wisconsin, we basically have it all. You know, the quality of life, the quality, the water, the food, the quality of the food in Wisconsin, right around Madison, everything is homegrown. You know, between the dairy industry, the cheese, the beef, the wine.
It's a wonderful combination.
Doesn't get much better.
Ken Monteleone from Fromagination. Go to fromagination.com. And if you want to take a check there on their business. And you can also go to Wallersheim.com for directions on how to get out there and more about their wines. Wish we had more time. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store.